I don't mean keep yours short. There you go. Oh, you got two? He's going to the balcony first. He'll be back down. I saw one, he saw another. Awesome.
Answers our prayers. And it's these times the least expected moment. One time I was on Facebook and I was looking through the different feeds of my friends have posted, and one posted this really inspiring video about Jesus and his life. It was right around Easter time. And right after that came an answer to my prayer, and it just popped up, and it was this another very inspiring video. And how amazing is that, that an inspiring video just pops up after you just watched another one. And it was about this experience that this couple had while the wife was delivering their first child. And she had this goal that no matter what, she wanted to have faith, especially during, or no fear, during the delivery. And everything went wonderful, and it was a beautiful experience they had. And then 30 minutes after the baby was born, and the baby stopped breathing, and it was really a horrible thing that they were going through, but they had this goal that they weren't going to have fear, and they didn't. And I thought that was just amazing. To, you know, you don't know whether your child's gonna live or die, and they still had faith, no fear. And they were praying, and they found out that their midwife at the time was Christian, and she came and she was praying as well. And it was just a message that I really needed at that time, with things I'm going through, to just try not to fear, to have faith that God is there and he's going to help us through no matter what. And yeah, that's my message today.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we are called to live by faith and not by fear, but our propensity, or we're prone to shift over to fear. Thanks for that. And then down here, right beside Mrs. Shauna.
Hey, so this isn't my home church, but every time I come here, I'm just like very encouraged, and you guys are like a really cool body of believers. But what God just like laid on my heart was, even in this, like, it's like, this is worship, and like, yeah, sucks to suck for Satan, because he hates this. He hates when we like encourage each other, and he hates when like life is brought, and like God just brings so much life, and like just even in his word, he's just bringing so much life to my life right now. And I don't know, I just, I'm very encouraged that even you guys are doing this, and you're encouraging each other, and just bringing God's name like so high. And he's teaching me lots and lots of things. Even me and Shauna are talking last night. I just finished my first year of nursing, and I've just had this like week to reflect back on what God is doing and what he's taught me. And just, it's a huge blessing. Just to like, I don't know, just soak in his goodness and reflect back and just be thankful. That's just a reminder of just like being present in the moment and just being so thankful, like for the people around us and the just the weather. Even like it snows and then it all melts, and I'm from like BC where it snows and it sticks there for a bit or whatever, right? So it's just like, oh, I don't know, it's so good. Just God is just so good. Yeah.
I'll share too. I think one thing that I've been realizing this week is just how sometimes God will put like a goal or something that we feel that we need to put more effort into and be doing, and on our own we can't accomplish that because, like, in my life I have other responsibilities. So it just was really a big blessing to me this week, as I felt that I was being called to be a helper in some different areas, but I needed helpers in order to do that. And I had like three separate people come and take my kids for huge chunks of time and play with them, people who they love, and so that I could really pour myself out and help to someone else. And yeah, that was a big blessing to me, just being able to receive the help while giving the help, I guess.
Amen. We need each other more than we know. Eh? That's cool when you have those specific examples played out in our lives. Yeah, praise God. Whoa, Mr. Ryan.
Yeah, something that God has laid on my heart recently. I think Janessa's in the nursery, so I don't know if she can hear this or not, but I've been thinking a lot about just reflection lately, and you know, just how easy it is sometimes to really focus on the negative things in life and the trials and the things that we go through, and how it's so much easier sometimes to focus on those things as opposed to remembering the blessings and focusing on the good things in life. And recently Janessa and I had the opportunity, we jetted out to Manitoba last weekend to celebrate her mom's 50th birthday, and that was a lot of fun, and we were able to all be together as a family and celebrate with them. And it was interesting, Janessa's mom was talking with her, you know, they're having one of those mother-daughter talks, and you know, without saying too much, you know, it kind of came up that you know, her mom kind of said, well, you know what, the last 10 years, there were some hard things, you know, I don't know if I want to relive my 40s, she said, you know. And but then they kept talking, and Janessa said, well, you know, there were actually some really, really good things in your 40s too, you know, both of your kids got married, so you welcomed a new, you know, son-in-law and a new daughter-in-law into the family, and you now have three grandkids. And, you know, you've been able to develop a lot of really great new friendships and, you know, a good job, and went on some nice trips and stuff like that. So, and she said, yeah, you know what, thanks for that reminder. So, you know, it's really easy to focus on the trials and to dwell on that when really it's, you know, I think we need to remember to count our blessings as well. And, in that same vein for me, you know, it's been coming up in about a couple months here, it'll be 4 years since my dad passed away. And you know, it's still hard, you know, it's I still remember, you know, that Sunday, you know, I was up on the soundboard there, and you know, I remember seeing him and my mom walk out of church, and then, you know, I never saw him again. So that was really hard. And you know, I remember exactly what he was wearing and everything. And so but at the same time, you know, that was probably the lowest point in my life, and I think for my family that was just, you know, the worst year of our lives. And but recently, you know, God's been looking out after us too. And you know, at around that same time, you know, and I'll, you know, I'll share this, that, you know, Janessa and I were having a little bit of trouble getting pregnant, and we were starting to wonder if you know, it was ever going to be in the cards for us, and it was just taking a little longer than we would have liked. So we were starting to wonder about that too, but, you know, obviously, God's now blessed us with our son, Braden, and that's just been such a huge blessing for us. And you know, the last number of years has been really great. You know, there's been a lot of really, really good things in my life. You know, Janessa and I bought our first home. You know, I finished my schooling and got my accounting designation wrapped up. And, you know, we've had the chance to go on some really neat vacations together. And so that's kind of where that falls for me, is that, you know, at one point about 4 years ago, we're at the lowest point in my life. And but really these last few years now have been some of the best in my life. So kind of goes along that same thing, I guess, that I'm trying to get across, is that sometimes it's really easy to focus on the trials and the hard times. But God does good things. He does really good things too. So count your blessings, and that's been really on my mind lately. So thank you.
Thanks, Ryan. Thanks for your vulnerability. And yeah, God meets us in all of life. He's Emmanuel, God with us. He's in the worst of times, in the soaring times, all of it. One more person want to share before I introduce a last song?
I've just been going through this study called Breaking Free by Beth Moore. I don't know if any of you guys have ever gone through it or whatever, but it's just been really powerful in my life. I meet up with a group of ladies every other week or whatever, and the study really just focuses on how, like, we can be, certain things can just keep us so captive, and I've learned so many things like anxiety, fear, like all these things that I didn't really realize were keeping me captive, but they were. And just like being intentional about breaking free of so many things that, or even things from like your childhood that you didn't know were affecting you, or like, just there's just so many things that you can just be free from and just experience God's joy and His presence on a daily basis. So yeah, that's just kind of been something that I've been learning about. And another thing is like your family lineage, like, we're people, we're humans, like everybody messes up or whatever, right? And like my lineage isn't just our earthly lineage, but it's also like who I am in Christ now. Like now I have like a Heavenly Father who is perfect. So that's pretty amazing.
Awesome. Thanks for that, Anna. Yeah, indeed, none of us are perfect and arrived, and yet sometimes don't we get in the habit to some degree to put on a face as if we're doing all right, and we're not. Or we have something to celebrate, but we don't want to get too big on the celebration either. And learning how to be really authentic and real in the midst of it. As I've been praying about this Sunday, just the word brokenness keeps coming to me. I'm thankful for those that we can be truly real with. It was a big prayer of ours and concern of ours as we moved to Coaldale here 2.5 years ago, how long we would be defined by the position. Ooh, pastor and pastor's wife. And when can we just be real, be who we are? And it's part of the way we live our lives. We're just, here's who we are, like it or not. We don't hide well. We just tumble out. And I think that's a good thing. But yeah, we draw together in small groups, and there's people we can just learn how to do life with, and we're all broken, much more broken than we ever want to admit. And thankfully, God doesn't reveal it all at the one time. It's a journey, but He gives us an opportunity for greater freedom. He reveals something, wow, this is really holding you back. Whoa, I couldn't have handled that a while ago, but now I can handle it, and He's revealing it. And who do I share that with? How do I journey? We are very, very broken. And I think we often want answers. Part of what I've been learning, Josh, you can probably sit down. I'm going to go and then I'm going to introduce the closing song here. But I shared the brief testimony with a council meeting one night. I said, the way we pray reveals some of where our heart is. We're often praying for life to be comfortable. What if we prayed for our lives to count more than to be comfortable? We're often praying for things to work out and get the answers we want. What if we prayed for intimacy and faith in God no matter what the answers are? And pray for immediate things, solve this thing. What if we prayed more for eternity, an eternal impact? But I don't think we can really do that unless we're facing our own brokenness. We can't come alongside someone else and walk a hard journey of their brokenness or our relationship brokenness or whatever else if we're not being real with our own journey and letting God meet us in all of life, as some of the stories have demonstrated well here this morning. Leonard Ravenhill said, the early church was married to poverty, prisons and persecutions. Today, the church seems to be more married to prosperity, personality, and popularity. And though we haven't completely shifted over, hope not, to a completely false prosperity gospel, isn't that our propensity? Or I was asked when we were singing, what's prone mean? We're prone to things and our sinful nature. We still want that. We want prosperity. We're entertained by personality, or we're so concerned about our popularity that it holds us back from being really real and who we are. Finding those places, those relationships, here's who I am, and letting it tumble out in a big mess, because life is way more messy than we want it to be. And we're broken. We're all broken. So unless we're moving, brothers and sisters, we together are moving towards being okay in our own skin, being broken and really real with one another, we will not move towards becoming a biblical community that God has given us. He says, I'm calling you to this. We will not move towards becoming a more biblical community. And in the midst of it, we're not even real with ourselves. We will not grow in our experience of God, right? Experience God, engage in biblical community, and equip for kingdom service. And that will just be shut down. The more we shut ourselves down and try and live safe, comfortable lives, when we risk, we experience God, we experience fellowship. So there's a song I'd like the tech team to play. Becky's put the words on the screen. We don't have to sing along, but we're just going to play it. It's just music. It's not a music video, but the words will be up there just in case we can't catch them all. But think about this. We're all broken. None of us have arrived somewhere. And in the midst of it, we find a way to walk together. This song was written out of a church that had gone through division after division. And the guy that wrote it, Kevin Bays, was in leadership. He was a music pastor at the time. And watched this brokenness, and it was just the cry of his heart that we learn how to journey together. So watch that, and then we'll have a closing song. Something to love. Grace to love.
I'm a mess, you're a mess. Let's be a mess together. Your eyes are blind and so are mine. Let's look at one another. Best when we've heard the worst.
You may be right.
I may be right. Let's work it out together. You're not the same as me and I.
I am different than you, so
let's be ourselves together with grace to light each other's worlds, grace to lift each other's load, grace to love. Take grace to forgive a friend's mistake. Grace to love, grace to love.
Grace to give and receive a word of correction. Oh,
grace to see, really see each other. Up our right to be right. Give us grace to light each other's world, grace to lift each other's load, grace to love, grace to love, grace to give another's take, grace to forgive a friend's mistake, grace to love. Of art. Together we're stronger than apart. With grace to love, grace to love.